Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio and Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Broadcasting every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. Join Psychic Tina Marie and Bob Weber as they invite you, along with their special guests, for a weekly journey of the paranormal. Learn about paranormal happenings and call in for a psychic mini read. To call into the show, dial 347-237-5339. Or join us in the interactive chat room for your comments and your questions. Now let's get to the show. It's Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
All right, welcome to the show. This is Primarily Paranormal. We're coming to you live out of Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Thank you, everybody out there that is tuning in tonight. This is Greater Good Ministry Radio, GGRM. We've got a great guest, a repeat guest, one of our highest person that ever been on our programming is coming on again tonight. Looking so forward to it. We got Bob Weber in the house.
Absolutely.
Oh, my golly, Bob. And everybody out there, thank you for tuning in. What is the number to call in the show? If anybody out there would like to call in and ask, we got Larry Gonzalez.
Yep.
Oh, my golly, Bob. We have got a great guest tonight. Anybody that would like to call in reference to a question with a paranormal, please do. What is the number, honey?
The number is 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know that you would like to talk to us. And we are excited to have Larry back on. We want to catch up to him. You know, he is the, he's with Big Time Paranormal. You know, that's to help groups and individuals to advertise events, books, internet radio and shows, and streaming videos. He's covered everything from ghosts, UFOs, and Bigfoot.
Oh, very interesting.
Anything to do with the paranormal. Yeah. So that's what Big Time Paranormal is about.
Oh, beans. And let me tell you, he will bring in some information for the show tonight. So it's very important. Give out the number again because listen to the show. My golly bum, you are going to get information in reference to the paranormal. Call in. Ask a question. Larry is wide open.
And the back portion of the show, of course, we do psychic mini reading. So if you'd like to do that, dial 347-237-5339. And again, press 1 to let us know you'd like to talk. But I think without any further ado, we're just going to go ahead and bring Larry on. I believe he's called in. And we'll double check, make sure this is him. Larry Gonzalez, is this you, my friend?
Yes, I'm right here. Thank you.
My gosh.
Good to hear your voice again. How's everything been going for you out there, out in California?
Everything's pretty good. Where I work at, we're slowly revving up for Christmas. So, yeah, it's going to be that time of the year.
Yeah, tis the season, as the saying goes.
I got to tell you, Larry, you're one of the highest ranking individuals that came on our shows. I've been doing this for quite a few years. And I got to tell you, oh my gosh, you blew out the circuits.
So everybody out there,
oh my golly bum, absolutely. And we appreciate this. But the reasoning for that is because the information that you gave out, that's what it's all about. because you gave out great information. Tell everybody where you're from.
Well, I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area. I live right now in the Central Valley. I'm more of a Bay Area kind of guy. I just lived out here because it's just a little bit more cheaper to live out here.
But, there you go.
My job, I'm a truck driver that loves the paranormal, and I got really into it when I had my own experiences, and also listening to Coast that night with Art Bell, and he answered a lot of questions that I had questions about.
All right. You know what? Can I ask you a question real quickly? You being a truck driver, do you have the white noise in your ear? What is that called? Tinnitus?
Yeah, ringing up the ears.
Yeah, I have a very slight case. Very, very slight case. It's nothing that's overwhelming, but if I'm in a room that's really quiet, then I can hear the ring. But otherwise, I don't really hear it.
Okay. But any recent investigations you've been on?
Well, with the schedule that I've been on with my job, I haven't been able to get out. But my wife and I went to Virginia City, went to the Washu Club. And my wife's a sensitive, and she was talking about, oh, yeah, they're watching us. In fact, there was one room where there was like a little balcony, and you could look down from the balcony. And not only my wife, but this other girl that was in there both said at the same time there was somebody up there watching. And so it was quite an experience to be there. I would love to be able to put together a team and go out there and do an investigation one night.
Oh, oh my golly, Bob. We're just so tickled.
But, of course, the Old Warsh Club, you know, obviously, you know, a lot of television personalities have done that location. And, of course, it's got a great reputation. And I can imagine it would be a great location to do an investigation at.
Yeah, I've heard that the old church that's there, and basically a lot of the town itself has a lot of hauntings, a lot of stories. And unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to go over to the cemetery. I went back in 1991 or 92, and it's grown quite a bit. It's changed quite a bit, too. It's a little bit more touristy, but it's still a lot of fun to go to if you happen to be in the Reno area.
Yeah, Tina and I are not fans of doing the graveyards.
Cemeteries.
Or cemeteries.
Because we're older.
Too many dead people there. And,
well, what we mean by this is it's so fantastic that we can bring people up that are really dedicated to trying to bring up, you know, scientifically. Hey, I'm a psychic medium, but I'm only as good as my team. And that's why we brought you back up. Oh my golly, Bon, we had such a great prior show with you. And you know why? Because you gave out great information. Is there anything that you'd like to share?
You know, right now, I would, if we're going to talk about any particular story. So when it really stands out, did you guys hear about the story about the guy that committed suicide in Memphis, Tennessee?
No, we haven't. Bring us up to speed.
Yeah, this guy, back at the end of July, I think it was like the 23rd or 26th, something like that, he had just gotten out of prison from robbing banks. And when he got out, he went back and robbed another bank. And the police chased him, and they finally cornered him on a corner. But instead of giving up, he got out, and he shot himself in the head. He killed himself.
Oh,
and
my.
You would think, well, that's the end of the story. But within the next month, the Memphis paranormal investigation team got two phone calls saying that they saw the guy's ghost on that corner.
Goodness. Oh, my.
Yeah. It was pretty interesting. They sent the local news out there, and they were interviewing people. There's people out there that were constantly watching to see if they would see the poor guy's ghost out there. But that's a story that just really sticks to my mind because it's more tragic than anything else.
Well, yeah, I would say so. My gosh, you know, and you know, hopefully there's a resolution to it. Again, the person found the white light, moved on, but you just never know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the one thing I really want to say about Larry, everybody out there, I don't personally know you. My husband and I don't know you. But we've been doing this for a long length of time. And I got to be honest with you, Larry. You're honest. You're forthright. You bring it up. You do the best you can in reference to the paranormal. Are you doing any private readings in reference to private homes?
Not at this time. It's been very hard for me to do it at this time because doing what I'm doing now, because I drive a lot and I'm gone a lot, the most I can do right now is big time paranormal. But it's just a little bit easier, because especially now that, you know, we have smartphones and so on. But as far as investigations and stuff like that, I really don't have the time to do it at this time. I'm hoping in the spring when we rebid new runs and stuff that I would be able to take a run that takes less of my time so I can get back in the field. Because my wife and I, we constantly are saying we really miss it. We haven't been with our team either, and we had to step down because we felt more like we were handicapping them. But we really do miss getting out there.
Oh, absolutely.
And what's
the
name of your team out there?
I'm sorry?
What is the name of your team out there?
Well, it's the PPRS, Psychic Paranormal Research Society. It was founded by Christina George and Jennifer Newell. And it's comprised mostly of psychics, but they use a lot of equipment to find hard evidence for clients.
Absolutely. That's why you took in so many calls. I got to tell you, after our first programming, bam, it came in, and it was, I couldn't believe it. It was a great program. We had a great one. Our first initial, you know, what we did on the radio. My God, everybody wants to know, where are they out of? And this is what it's called. You need to give everybody out there a location. If you can't do it, somebody else that we trust. And it takes trust to do what we do. Correct?
Yeah. Oh, very much so. Yeah. That's why sometimes when somebody contacts me, I try to find people that I know that can look for me if it's out of state. If it's in the Sacramento and the Bay Area, or even here in the Central Valley, I know teams personally I could recommend, but there's other people in other states that I trust to look for me.
There you go. And that's all cool. That's why we have research centers. The whole time I've been doing this, close to 30 years I've been doing this. It's not calling, you know, I'm not trying to pass the wand on to y'all, you know, like a relay. But it just is so great. If people will bring it up, be sensible about it, and they report it. And I got to tell you something now. You do it. You've done it.
Well,
your wife has done it. Everybody's doing it. And that's why. Let me tell you something. You guys are cool.
Oh, thank you. Well, I think it's important that you have some idea of what they're doing because, you know, you watch the TV shows and there's, you know, they just 6 or 8 hours or 10 hours of investigations, and they cut it down to, you know, an hour or 42 minutes or whatever it is. And so you don't really see how tedious it can be on an investigation. And then when you're back and reviewing everything, it's just you review photographs and EVPs and so on, but sometimes you have to step away to take a break because it just becomes noise after a while.
Oh, absolutely.
It really is a lot of hard work.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Just this last weekend, we went to a friend that I did an investigation with.
A couple times.
Oh, my golly, bum. Well, I did several investigations with Reverend, her name is Barbara DeDozier, and oh my gosh, she's great. But, and we're talking 8 years later, and how it affected us, what we're still trying to pull up from it, and it is very important for everybody out there to have the highest respect. And that's what we, you know, as soon as I talked to you, I said, he's got respect. You're trying to learn. You're pulling it out there. Oh, my golly, bum.
Well, you know, I think it's very important. It's like what everybody says, that the spirits were once alive. And if you just demand respect for you while you're alive, you're going to demand respect when you're passed on. And it's even harder. What bothers me is when you have people that challenge that bothers me a lot, because that really is more harmful than you think.
Oh, yeah. And that was so cool about you, because, I mean, to be quite frank with you, I went to a location this last weekend and went over a lot of material that I haven't seen in years. It's called a review. You go through it, and you just go, oh, my goodness. Look at all this that we've been through. Look at what happened at each location. Harm none. You get further. Be educated about what we do. When you go in a location, you ask them, how did you die? Why are you here? You know, I mean, it's hypothetical things, but it's not mean. I will never go in a location and throw crap on somebody. I swear to God, the last time I did that, I paid the piper. And that was back in 1992. No. I want to know, why are you here? You know, you see a lot of different, I love the shows on TV. I'm sure you do too.
Sure.
I love them. They give us direction. They show us accurate, different stuff that we do not have access to. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
They got
technology
that we will never have. But going in a location, you've got to be calm. Ask questions. You know, I mean, a recorder. I've got three things that I really love to use. It's a recorder, a camera, and a camcorder. If I had infrared, I'll use that too. But to be honest with you, you've got to be calm when you go in a location.
I absolutely agree. I know that my wife, she grounds herself before she goes through an investigation.
Oh,
so
wow.
She's calm. And I try to be very calm as well. And I basically use the same equipment that you do. I also use a K2, but I use that more to eliminate power sources like outlet or junction boxes or stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get any false readings.
There you
go. But I basically use the same equipment. It's very simple. It's very reliable. And it's just, well, I only have so many pockets of my vest.
All right. Say that again. Okay, say it again.
Well, I use my K2 to
All right.
check out any power sources of a house or whatever.
Okay.
I also use a camera, and I use my digital recorder, and I use any other kind of camera that I might think that might be reliable. But those are usually just the basics.
You know,
we have other equipment, but it's just a matter of hauling it around and stuff. And I really like being more mobile.
There you go. I do, too. But once in a while, do you ever put anything up on a tripod?
Yeah,
a camera?
We did this one investigation when I was with the team, and it was pretty interesting. I put my camcorder on the tripod, and even though visually I didn't get anything on the camcorder visually, we would catch EVPs. So it was a great way to have it as a backup to what we were recording on our digital recorders.
I got to tell you something. You were one of the highest marks on our show, and I'm going to say it again. My golly bum, bam, chowang. We're going to go to a real quick commercial break. Will you stay online for us?
Sure, I'll stay as long as you need me to.
All right, thank you, baby. Be right back.
You're listening to Primarily Paranormal with Psychic Tina Marie here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio Network. We'll be right back. To call into the show, dial 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know. We'll be right back. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Psychic Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal at GulfCoastParanormal.com. Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archived programs on Blog Talk Radio.
For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great values on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
And welcome back to Primarily Paranormal.
Larry.
And
oh my
we're
God,
happy
we
to have as our guest
tonight,
Larry Gonzalez out of California. And we're going to bring Larry back online. There he
is.
Hey there, Larry. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. Thank you.
Doing
oh,
great.
My golly bum.
Hey,
the information that he gives out is great.
And I do want to kind of delve into the Big Time Paranormal. It sounds like an interesting organization. What do you do with that organization?
Well, I kind of look at Big Time Paranormal as a newspaper. What I do is I go out and I look for different articles of different paranormal stuff and cutting edge technology and stuff like that. And I bring it all for people to come and take a look at. And I mean, the only thing I don't cover is sports or, you know, or dating service or anything like that. But it's basically like a newspaper where I can bring those things for people to check out. And, you know, we even have, you know, comics and stuff like that. So we try to have a little fun as well as try to delve into stuff that are much more serious.
Absolutely. You know, that's why I'm just tickled. You agreed to come back on the show. You guys rock. And you bring on different historical locations, and you're doing the best you can in reference to what's going on right now. You guys rock. And let me tell you, I said, oh my gosh, he agreed to do this again. And thank you. This is twice he's been on our show. And for more information, where is your location? I really want to put it out there.
Well,
how can
like
people...
I said, we're right on Facebook. Just look for Big Time Paranormal. We have been asked by several people about, because, you know, we also do a Tuesday night show on Worldwide Paranormal Network on Ustream. And I do a segment on there once a week, and it's basically some of the past week or two. I also talk about maybe some movies or some books or something like that. So it's basically a very condensed version of what we do on the Facebook page.
In reference to the paranormal. And that's what's so cool about it. I got to tell you something. You do not give information out there that, you know, you don't feel that is not correct. You are absolutely on par.
Well, I think it's important that I always remind people that even though I may not agree with things, it doesn't mean that someone else doesn't recognize it for what it is. I might see something that to me looks fake, but then again, I have to always remind myself, I wasn't there to take the picture. I wasn't there to the video. And I put it out there for other people to judge for themselves. The only thing is that I ask people is if they say something is fake, I want them to say, why do you think it's fake? Because if it is fake, I want to be educated why it's fake. And maybe somebody else will say, okay, I can see why that could be fake. But I have to remind people, and I've had people that are just really obnoxious about things like that, and I've had some people that are just super supportive of people that feel like the oddball out, and they put it out there, and then they get some kind of recognition, and they feel, okay, well, if they look at that, then maybe I could this EVP. Yeah, and it gives them a little bit of confidence, and I prefer to have them feel like we have a safe haven for them to express themselves.
Golly bum. And you know what? That is, oh my golly bum. That's why I wanted you on the show. Because it is a true safe haven where it is very far and few in between. You can find individuals that will come together. And, you know, stories are stories.
Mm-hmm.
Evidence is evidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you're going out there and you're trying to do the best you possibly can in reference to paranormal, who in the heck can you do the best you can? Who in the heck is going to dispute this? It's called, and I am not coming down on TV. I've got to be honest. I am not coming down. Hey, I love all the shows on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I started even before, what was it, Taps? Oh my golly bum. I started this way before Taps. They give us a dialogue, and we work with it. And we tried to go around it. But then, when you get, how many people, Bob and I had Cross City Paranormal, I had Dixie Boo Research, and then I have Gulf Coast Paranormal. A lot of people. But if they're not professional, I will not work with them. And you, is it just you and your wife? What's going on?
Well, what it is on the Facebook page, it's me, Maria. She is one that I found. She's in the Los Angeles area. And what happened was that I was on so much that I was actually burning out. And it was getting to a point where I didn't want to do it anymore. So I started looking for someone, and that's when I found Julia, because she was posting basically the same kind of stuff, and she agreed to help out, and she's been a big blessing because I don't feel so burned out anymore. And then when it comes to the show that we do on Worldwide Paranormal Network, then my daughter helps with the editing, and my wife also helps to critique, to help correct things and so on.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's really worked out really good.
So cool. And I got to tell you, I've got two clairvoyants in my own. Hey, I do. I've got two daughters, clairvoyant. But they got to go through their own path before we bring them in. And, oh my gosh, life is turning around. Ain't he great?
He is. He is. You know, and I just pulled up the Worldwide Paranormal Network on Facebook and just kind of glancing at it right now. So certainly to find that.
You're
just
very well liked.
Just
the
Google
info
Worldwide Paranormal
is
Network
great.
And it will come right up. So it looks to be very
that
interesting.
Is cool.
It gives a link to the Ustream TV channel.
Is it?
So that is a way to connect to that. And I'm going to that right now. I'm such a tech nerd that's what I do, and it looks to be interesting. I see you've got some things already on there. I don't want to turn the sound on.
We are so proud that you came up here.
But yeah, you got the.
You've worked hard.
Quantum Heroes,
looks
Baby
like
Rescue.
He's,
I
yeah.
mean, you got there's some great videos already there. So certainly, we recommend that people definitely check that out on the Worldwide Paranormal Network. And,
there you go. Oh, we've got questions.
We've
go
been
ahead.
At this from the Worldwide Paranormal Network. They've been at this for about just over 6 months, and they invited me to be part of their show. And
Ain't that cool?
And I thought it was really nice because I had never done anything like that, and so I agreed, and it's been actually a lot of fun. And I have the biggest advantage over them because they're doing their stuff live. They're interviewing their guests live. Well, me, I can, if I make a mistake, I can edit it out. And I know it's too bad.
Well, guess what? You're live.
Yeah, so,
tell them hi
so
for me. Send my name their way. And let me tell you what. You are out there. Let me tell you. You are out there. Larry, let me tell you. You are awesome. Your wife, your whatever it is that you're trying to do, you're the first program that we did with you. It just went click clack. It went bam. So,
well,
don't forget my name.
Oh, I won't.
We just got to get the information out there in reference to the paranormal. You're awesome.
Yeah. And the thing is that I really don't do many interviews because I guess you could say I'm a little gun shy about it because of the fact that, you know, I haven't written a book. I haven't done movies. I haven't done a TV show. I haven't done any of that stuff because I look at Big Time Paranormal, like I said, it's a newspaper, and I just bring stuff in. So I feel kind of guilty when somebody asks for an interview, and I'm like, well, yeah, that's nice to ask me, but I feel kind of shy about it.
What
oh, my
trying
God,
to do
don't
is,
worry
is
about
get
that.
People that are in the paranormal field.
My golly,
Bob,
you gave out so much information on that first show. And go back. Go back to the archives. We're going to pull it up. You did great. And we appreciate you coming up. It's called the truth. It's called the truth. We do not. I mean, this is what it's all about.
Well, I think it's important that you do tell the truth. What do they say? The more truth you tell, the less you have to remember. You know, when you tell lies, you have to remember all the lies. And people can tell if you're lying or not. You know, it is especially when you have veterans that have been at this for 20, 30 years, like yourself. You can tell who's faking it and who's really out there for glory or whatever. I mean, you just know because you've seen it all.
Well, I think in the paranormal field, you never see it all. But what we certainly try and do is bring guests on that are in, you know, that have got the interest in the paranormal field, that's had some experience doing it, and are that belong in the same belief network, you know, that we do, as far as, you know, it's just not going out for sensationalism, not going out there to challenge the spirit, but to actively collect and educate the people that we're trying to help. And that's what we try and do on a daily basis. And that's why, you know, it's a pleasure having you on. But I know that we're kind of getting towards the back part of our show. This is where we traditionally start shifting over to the psychic area. And but, Larry, I want to thank you. You know, certainly, you know, give our best to your wife, Maria, and your child, because I know... you know, with you on the road, we're taking time away from you, you know, from them, with you know, to be with us, and we greatly appreciate that.
Well, the pleasure is all mine. I really appreciate it. And you and your wife have been very kind to me, and I really appreciate whatever you ask me to come back. That means you actually like me.
No! It's a kindership.
Sounds like Stuart's... Stuart Smalley, by gosh, and they like me.
You're great. And let me tell you, everybody out there, thank you for really bringing up the network in reference to this, because Larry is true, and by golly bum, he brought great information.
That's right.
All right.
And make
all
sure
right.
you check out Big Time Paranormal. That's where Larry likes to bring up, you know, events, equipment, stories of the paranormal. You know, you can Google that, Big Time Paranormal, or just search it in Facebook and you'll find it very easily. So make sure you check that out. I've already liked the page. I look forward to reading those articles and seeing different pictures as they come down the line.
Yeah. He's
but,
got bunch.
But Larry, we want to thank you again for being on, and since you're a truck driver, you'll appreciate this. Keep the signage up. and keep between the white lines.
Be careful out there. We love you.
Thank you very much. And again, you know, be careful when you do your investigations, and we'll talk to you guys when we talk to you again.
I am.
Sounds
you
good.
You ain't heard the last of us.
You have a great evening, Larry. And, you know, and enjoy your evening with your family, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you very much.
Oh, beans.
All right, that was Larry Gonzalez. Make sure you check out Big Time Paranormal on Facebook. Very easy. Just type in Big Time Paranormal. It'll come right up, and you'll have no problem finding it.
I got to tell you something.
What's that?
He throws out so much information. No nonsense.
Yep.
No nonsense.
But what
great
we're going
stuff.
To do is we're going to ship over to our psychic area.
We're going to a commercial break.
We're going to do a break.
Psychic readings. Are you ready?
And what we're going to do, you're listening to Primarily Paranormal with Psychic Tina Marie here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio Network.
Bam.
To call in for a mini psychic reading, dial 347-237-5339. We'll be right back after this brief word. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Greater Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration, all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archived programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great values on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. And welcome back to the show. As we said before the break, we are shifting into the psychic mini reading portion. To dial in, dial 347-237-5339. Just be prepared to give your name and date of birth. That's what Tina needs. And remember, folks, these are psychic mini readings. Just to show you an example of what Tina can do. To get the full benefit, make sure you visit our website at www.misstina.com. And that's MISSTENA.com. And book yourself a full psychic reading. We do have two current specials running, 20 minutes for $35 and 30 minutes for $50. It's a terrific savings.
And you know what?
And a portion of any reading book during the night, a portion does go back to WGGM. Speaking of WGGM, make sure you visit ggmradio.com. Check out all the different programming, all the different
hosts. Audrey, we got Gregory.
Got Gregory, got Amanda Dow,
and
of course Reverend B herself.
Oh my God!
And with Medical Physical Eds every Saturday, it's all inspirational all the time, 24/7 through live programming or through the archive. So make sure you check that out. GGM Radio.
Give out the number one more time and open up the airway.
All right, our first caller, the number to call in is 347 877-237-5339. And we're going to take our first caller. That would be Michelle. Michelle, you're on the air with Psychic Tina Marie.
Hello, Miss Tina.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What can I do for you?
I am wondering this evening if you can see within the next 5 years up to if I am going to have another child or not.
All right, Michelle, what is your date of birth?
It's 8/13/75.
You're going to have...
born at 12/20.
You're going to have two.
Wow, that is so amazing that you said that because I was thinking twins.
You're going to have two. I don't know if they're twins, but you're going to have two.
Okay.
Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath.
Okay.
Blow it away from the phone. You're high tense.
Yes.
You, very high tense. I love it, but you're high tense. You ready for two?
Not now, but within 5 years, yes, definitely.
I don't know if it's twins, but you're going to have two.
Okay.
All right. Can one of them be Marie?
That's my aunt's name. I have no problem with that. That's my aunt's name.
Aunt?
As well.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You ready for this?
Yes.
How dare you? Take a deep breath.
Okay.
Don't challenge me. Because what you did was you brought in other energy. And guess who? Oh, my gosh. You got energy ahead of you. There's a female to your side. You know who it is. Are you there?
Yes. I'm wondering. I'm not sure.
Yeah. She's with you.
Is it my grandma?
Girl, let me tell you what. You are so protected.
Wow.
You got babies
that
coming.
That is so beautiful. So I need to start getting ready for them.
Yep.
And can you tell if they're girls or boys or if it is a boy
I
or girl?
I ain't there. That ain't my place. I'm not God. I'm not God. You know that.
Yeah.
But I thank you for calling in. Get ready.
I thank you so much. I am.
Blow me a kiss.
I will.
Blow me a kiss.
I love you.
Bye. All right, let's go to the next one.
All right. Our next caller is Annette. Annette, you're on the air with Psychic Tina Marie.
Hi, Miss Tina. How are you?
I'm great. What can we do for you?
I was hoping that you can connect me with any of my loved ones that have crossed over, any messages or anything.
All right. What's your date of birth?
5/21/78.
You got a bunch behind you. Good God, girl. Call into a radio show with that much? Really?
I didn't know.
God, really? Really? All right, take a deep breath. First thing I'd like to say to you, you got to really clear your breath because you've got a lot of anger and there's nothing I can do about it in 2 minutes. You know that, right?
I don't feel angry.
A lot of anger. Can't do nothing with it in 2 minutes, correct?
Yeah, I believe so, but I don't feel angry. I feel pretty happy.
I'm talking about your past.
Oh, my past?
You just asked about your damn past.
Well,
hold on.
Yeah, I was. Okay.
You don't let nothing go. Hold on. You tricked me. What is that word? You tricked me because you want all these questions answered in 5 minutes. I can't do it. You know why? You're mad. Hello? I can't do that on the airways.
I don't quite understand. I mean, I've had a few people pass over in my family, and I was just wondering if there was any messages that they would like to get across to me.
All right. First and foremost, move on. Move on, darling. That was then. This is now. You're going to have to pull it up. There's
okay.
money. There's money involved, and a guy is involved. You know you're in trouble.
I don't quite understand.
Well, guess what? You'll see it. All right, everybody out there, thank you so much for tuning in to the show. I do not bring negative to nobody.
I know. Yeah, we do have one final chat room question.
Let's do it.
Her name is Tiffany. And do you see me getting...
Hi, Tiffany.
She wants to know if she sees a new job for me soon. Her birth date is 3/7/76.
Oh, golly, bun. She works so many different jobs. Yeah. But I do feel... She's going to have some kind of a medical issue come up. I'm not trying to scare nobody. I don't feel.
She's right.
Are you there, Gail?
Yeah, she's there.
Hi, girl. I do feel. You got a medical situation coming up. It's going to kind of throw you for a loop, but you're going to be okay. All right.
But
done.
You've been listening to Psychic Tina Marie here on Primarily Paranormal on GGM Radio. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night where it's nothing but psychic mini reading on Psychic Tina Marie prime time at 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. on the West Coast, and 8 p.m. Eastern. And it's the same call-in number, 347-237-5339. And, of course, you can catch Tina during the weekdays, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 11 a.m. on the Psychic Radio Network.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
That's got a different little call-in number.
Absolutely.
But you can learn all this information out on our website, which is www.misstina.com. MissTena. And again, whenever Tina does these mini readings, she takes the initial impression.
We just give you an example.
Initial impression of what you pick up. We've got a short amount of time. We try and get as many callers on as we possibly can, whether it be through the chat or through the call-in. And we appreciate all of our people in the chat room that do log in. We thank you very much. And make sure you double-check with Greater Good Ministry Radio on their website at www.ggmradio.com.
We had a good one.
We thank Larry Gonzalez for coming on
and being our guest
tonight. We always enjoy catching up with Larry. I know he's a busy man. He's a working man, just like
working
me.
Working man,
he's
just like you.
He's a truck driver, and he's going in the TISTA season for him. You know,
and
a
thank
lot,
you.
A lot of hauling stuff going
there
on
you
right
go.
Now.
There you go.
Got to get them EMF meters delivered to the stores so everyone can buy them.
You know what is so funny? That was like 5 o'clock California time.
Right.
And up here, we are going on 12 o'clock. 11. We're going on 11.
No, we're going on 8 o'clock.
8? Oh, that's what you call looking at the wrong. Whoop. All right, love and light to everybody out there. And let me tell you what. Please go back over to Great Good Ministry Radio. Any bookings that happens here, portion goes right back to Great Good Ministry Radio. Love and light to everybody.
Good night, all.